请我们翻到马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第九节
Verse 9，
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Pray then in this way: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债。如同我们免了人的债。
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
我们知道这次大会的主题是因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的直到永远。
We know that the theme of the conference this time is for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
我们如果知道这一段的圣经，
If we are familiar with this passage,
这就是大家所说的主导文。
This is the so-called Lord's Prayer.
其实呢，主是教导我们怎么祷告。
Actually, the Lord is actually teaching us how to pray.
他自己不用这个祷告。
He himself does not use this prayer.
有一个很重要的原因。
A very important reason is,
这里面有一句话说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Here it says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们知道，如果和路加福音来比较的话，
If we are to compare with the Gospel of Luke,
路加福音也有一段主教导门徒怎么祷告。
Luke also has a passage there that teaches the disciples how to pray.
那里就告诉我们这里的债是指的什么说的。
And in there we can see what this debt is.
这里的债就是指的罪说的。
This debt refers to sin.
免我们的罪，如同我们怜免了人的罪。
And forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven the And forgive us our sins, as we also have forgiven the sins of others.
所以这只告诉我们说，主教我们怎么祷告。
So here it shows that the Lord is teaching us how to pray.
他是没有罪的。
He has no sin.
他不会这么祷告。
He would not have prayed this prayer.
所以主导文，普通我们称它做主导文。
Even though many times we call this passage the Lord's Prayer.
主是教导我们祷告要这样说。
But this is the Lord teaching us how we should pray.
所以意思就是说，这是我们的祷告，是主教导我们的。
In other words, it is our prayer. It's how the Lord teaches us how to pray.
那在这个主导文，在这个祷告的最后面有一句话，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
At the very end of this prayer, you see, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
那如果我们查考比较古老的版本，
If we are to look at the older manuscripts,
最早马太福音的那个版本是所谓亚历山大的版本。
So the original manuscript, the earliest one of Matthew, is the one called from Alexander the Great.
并没有 Alexandria.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alexandria.
那这个并没有这句话，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And the phrase, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen, was not there.
那而且在路加福音里那一段主教的祷告也没有后面这句话。
And if you look in the prayer in Luke, it also does not have this phrase.
所以很多圣经学者认为说，其实这句话并不在圣经里面。
So many Bible scholars believe that this phrase does not belong in the Bible.
如果大家今天比较各种不同的版本的话，
If you were to compare the different translations today,
连 Darby 的译本里面都没有这句话。
Even in Darby's translation, there is not such a phrase.
当然在英文的钦定本或者是 New King James, 仍旧有这样的一句话。
But in the King James or in the New King James, you will find this phrase.
所以如果根据最古老的版本，
According to the oldest manuscripts,
那这句话应该不在圣经里面。
This phrase is not found.
但是呢，我们知道在许多主要的希腊的版本里面都有这句话。
But we know that in some of the most important Greek translations, Greek manuscripts, this phrase is found.
所以我们不能立刻就断定说它有还是没有。
So we can't just immediately say that this phrase belongs or it does not.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这句话，国度全是你的。
This says, for thine is the kingdom.
的确在圣经里面。
Is found in the Bible.
不过如果这里是一段的话，是有这句话的话。
If we have this phrase,
那就表示另外一个地方还有这样一句话。
This means that it appears somewhere else as well.
因为这次我的责任是国度全是你的。
Because my responsibility this time is for thine is the kingdom.
我们知道这个圣经里面这样的思想是有的。
We know that there is this thought in the Bible.
所以我们一定要再读另外一处的圣经。
So we need to read another passage.
那就是历代至上二十七章。
That is in 1 Chronicles.
对不起，二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29,
第十节。
Verse 10.
所以大卫在会众面前称颂耶华说，耶华我们的父以色列的神是应当称颂直到永永远远的。
So David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly, and David said, Blessed art thou, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever.
耶和华尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的。
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty.
凡天上地下的都是你的。
Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth.
国度也是你的。
Thine is the kingdom, O Lord.
并且你为至高为万有之首。
And thou dost exalt thyself as head over all.
我们知道这是个大卫的祷告。
We know this is a prayer of David.
我们如果比较这两段圣经。
If we are to compare these two passages.
一面是主教导我们怎么祷告。
On one hand, the Lord teaches us how to pray.
另一面呢是大卫的祷告。
On the other hand, we see David's prayer.
我们如果看到那个主教导我们的祷告。
When we see how the Lord teaches us to pray.
我们特别注意到，如果你把那句话拿掉，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你拿掉的话，那最后一句就是不叫我们遇见试探，就我们脱离凶恶。
So if you were to take away the phrase, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen, what remains would be, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
那假定这个祷告就停在这里的话。
If the prayer were to end there,
你觉得好像这个祷告没有完一样。
You feel that this prayer is incomplete.
因为这个祷告最后如果这样结束的话是结束在比较负面。
Because the prayer then ends somewhat on a negative note.
因为不叫我们遇见试探就我们脱离凶恶。
Do not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from evil.
试探是从仇敌来的。
Temptation comes from the enemy.
凶恶也是从仇敌来的。
Evil also comes from the enemy.
我们知道宇宙中有一个声音。
We know that there's a sound, a voice in the universe.
这个国度是我的，不是他的。
This, it says that this kingdom is mine, not his.
国度应该是神的。
The kingdom is God's.
但是神的仇敌有一天说，那个国度是他的。
But one day the enemy of God said that kingdom was his.
所以当我们落在试探的时候。
So when we fall into temptation.
我们是不是和撒旦一起唱和说，那个国度是他的。
Do we sing together with Satan that the kingdom belongs to him?
我们虽然软弱，我们虽然失败。
Even though we are weak, even though we fail.
虽然有的时候我们跌倒。
Even though we fall.
但是我们要承认国度不是撒旦的。
But we have to admit that the kingdom is not of Satan.
耶华仍旧坐着作王。
The Lord is the king.
我们知道说国度乃是父神的。
And we know that the kingdom belongs to the Father.
所以主教导我们祷告。
So when the Lord teaches us to pray.
如果我们接着下去这样祷告一点难处也没有。
So if we were to follow with this phrase, there's no difficulty.
就算这一段圣经原文没有的话。
Even if it's not in the original.
我们这样的祷告是很自然的。
This is a very natural way to pray.
因为前面说愿你的国降临。
Because it says in the very beginning, may thy kingdom come.
我们知道国度要降临。
We know the kingdom is to come.
我们也知道什么叫国度降临。
And we know what it means for the kingdom to come.
因为神的旨意如果行在地上如同行在天上。
When the Lord's will is done on earth as it is in heaven,
那就是国度降临的时候。
That is when the kingdom comes.
当然等到主教导我们说我们应当下面继续祷告下去的时候。
But when the Lord continues to teach us how to pray,
当然我们每天会遇见试探。
We will be tempted every day.
那么我们要问说
We have to ask.
当这些事情发生的时候
When these things happen,
难道神不是做王的吗？
Does it mean that God is no longer king?
许多时候我们如果真的有个祷告说国度是你的。
If we have a prayer, for thine is the kingdom.
我们很自然就脱离试探。
Very naturally, we are delivered from temptation.
我们很自然就胜过凶恶。
Very naturally, we overcome evil.
所以我们知道这句话就是经历来说是很自自然然的。
So experientially, it's very natural.
那现在我们回到大卫的祷告。
So if we return back to David's prayer.
大卫为什么有这个祷告呢？
Why did David have this prayer?
我们知道说大卫有这个祷告他晚年要把国位交给他的儿子就是所罗门以前
We know that right before while he was in his old age he was about to pass the throne to his son
然后他就讲他自己一段的故事
He said he gave a little story of himself
他特别讲到特别召聚百姓的时候他说了那一段话
And that he spoke that story when he called the people
那段话对于大卫来讲他一生永远不会忘记
These are words that David will never forget
我们叫大卫他一心一意要为神建造圣殿
We know that David in his heart wanted to build the temple for the Lord
结果神说你流了太多的血
But God said that you shed too much blood
因为你暂时流了人的血
Because you have such blood
所以你不可以为我的名建造殿
So for my name's sake you cannot build the temple
你还记得大卫一生有两件事情
You know two things in David's life
一件就是他犯罪了
One he sinned
他不肯认罪
And he refused to admit his sin.
所以拿单就到他面前去。
So Nathan said before him.
就说了个比方。
He said, gave an example.
好像讲别人的事。
As if he was speaking about somebody
else. 大卫很生气。
David was very angry.
觉得这样的人不可以饶恕的。
He said, this person cannot be forgiven.
拿单说。
Nathan said.
你就是那个人。
He said, you are this person.
这是大卫一生他永远不会忘记的。
This is something that David would never forget.
还有一件事。
And another thing.
就是神告诉他说你不是那个人
God said you are not that person
他要建造神的殿
He wanted to build God's temple
他也满心预备建造神的殿
And he prepared himself to build the temple
他的确是神合乎心意的人
He is the man after God's own heart
他听见神借着拿单说你是那个人
He heard God say through Nathan that you are that person
他学了功课
He learned a lesson
我们知道其实大卫他的一生不只是犯淫乱，而且他也数点百姓。
Also, he not only committed adultery, but he also did the census.
很明显，他落在试探里面。
Of course, he fell into temptation.
那这一次
，This time,
神说你不是那个人。
God said, "You are not that person."
大卫一心一意要侍奉神。
David wanted to serve God all his life.
他那个心愿非常的强烈。
His desire was very strong.
现在他建立了，现在他把耶路撒冷拿下来。
Now that he has conquered Jerusalem.
他也在周围打了许多的胜仗。
And he had gained many victories surrounding.
如果有人能为神建造圣殿的话。
If there is someone who could build the temple.
如果有人不只有心愿要服侍神，而且他有力量来服侍神。
If somebody not only has the heart to serve, but also has the power to serve.
大卫想，他一定是那个人。
David felt that he was that person.
结果当神说，你不是那个人。
But God said, you are not that person.
在这个时候。
At that moment.
人在侍奉上。
In this matter of service,
很自然的会落到一个试探里面去。
Man might fall into temptation.
你很自然的就觉得，如果神不要我侍奉的话
，Very naturally you might think if God does not want me to serve,
那我现在可以开始冷淡了。
Now I can start to get cold.
我还是聚会
，I'll still go to the meeting.
我还是侍奉
，I'll still serve.
但是我的心愿不可能像从前那么强烈。
But my heart's zeal and fervor is not the same.
所以我们就这一次因着侍奉，结果。
大卫遇见了这样的一件事。
And because of his service, David faced this instance.
不是别人对他说你不是那个人。
It's not somebody else who said you are not the person.
是神说你不是那个人。
It was God who said you are not the person.
神要拣选另外一个人。
God is to choose someone else.
对于大卫来说。
As to David,
你能想象到他里面的感觉是个什么样的感觉？
You can think what he was feeling.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
大卫学了一个功课。
David learned a lesson.
不错，大卫是个君王。
Yes, David was a king.
大卫的国度在历史上是一个很在历史上大家都看得见的一个国度。
David's kingdom was seen throughout history.
大卫和所罗门的时候是以色列历史上黄金的时代。
There was the golden age during the time of David and Solomon.
而大卫又合乎神的心意。
And David was a man after God's own heart.
所以大卫也写了许多的诗篇。
David wrote many psalms.
大卫实在是一个活在神面前的人。
David lived before God.
他一心一意讨神的喜欢。
In all his life, he wanted to serve God.
他觉得他不能自己住在天花板的房子里面。
He felt that he could not just live under a roof, a house with a roof.
他一定要为神建造圣殿。
He wanted to build the temple,
让神有安息的地方。
So that God had a place to rest.
他满怀好心，满怀好意要侍奉神。
He had a heart to serve God.
结果神说你不是那个人。
But God said you are not that person.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看大卫没有退后。
David did not fall.
大卫没有冷淡。
David did not cool off.
但反而有一个祷告。当神说 no 的时候，他有一个祷告。
When God said no, David had a prayer.
在那个祷告的背后，我们碰着大卫的灵。
And in the background of that prayer, we see David's spirit.
现在慢慢慢慢，时间就过去了。
Time now has passed.
他还记得神告诉他说，他要先建造大卫的家。
He remembered first that he is to establish the household of David first.
然后在建造的家里面有一个成员叫所罗门，才能建造神的殿。
And then there would be someone that is Solomon who can build the temple.
所有要建造神的殿都要记得一件事，他要先让神来建造他的家。
Anybody who wants to build the temple of God first needs to know that his household has to be built.
大卫要知道说。
David needed to
乃是因为神在他身上工作
，because God worked in his life，
所以他才可能有一天蒙主的恩典，在他的家里面有人能为神建造神殿。
And therefore, one day by His grace, someone in His household can build the temple.
那个人不是他
，It was not himself.
他没有那么重要
，He was not that important.
不错，是他把国家建立起来。
Yes, he built the nation up.
是他把国家带到黄金的时代。
Yes, he brought the nation into a golden era.
他是很重要。
He's very important.
但是在建造圣殿这件事上。
But in this matter of building the temple.
神可以用他。
God can use him.
神也可以不要用他。
But God cannot use him too.
只要神能建立他的家。
As long as he can establish his house.
他应该满足了。
Then he should be satisfied.
所以我们知道说，所以等到他听见的时候，神说 no 了以后。
When he heard God say no.
你看他仍旧为着神的殿在那里发热心。
And yet still for his temple, he was very fervent.
在他晚年的时候。
In his old age.
他收集他这个他这个他有很多很多的他为着建造神的殿。
To build God's temple.
他把自己的积蓄全部都献上。
So he gave of all his earnings unto the Lord.
这个积蓄是一个君王的积蓄。
These earnings are actually of one of a king.
他的积蓄几乎等于一个国库。
It is like the treasury of a nation.
现在他为着神的缘故。
And for God's sake.
虽然神说你不是那个人。
Even though God said you are not that person.
但是为着建造神的殿。
But to build God's temple.
最后这个殿叫所罗门的殿。
This temple ended up being called the temple of Solomon.
当将来的荣耀归给别人的时候。
When the glory is given to someone else.
他只要知道这是神的殿。
As long as he knew it's God's temple.
不管是谁建造的。
It doesn't matter who built it.
他愿意把所有的都献上。
He wanted to give his all.
因着他把自己完全献上的时候。
And because he gave of his all.
他可以劝他所有的百姓们你们也这样的献上。
He could also encourage all the people to give all.
结果那个时候全民几乎都把自己都献上了。
And all the people gave of almost everything
they had. 百姓欢喜大卫王也大大的欢喜。
The people rejoiced, and so did David rejoice.
在这个时候，大卫在会众面前 就有了一个祷告。
And so before the people, then David had this prayer.
当他这样祷告的时候，
When he had this prayer,
他为主所摆上的和百姓们所摆上的都在面前，都在神面前。
What he had poured forth, as well as what the people had poured forth, were before the Lord.
他这样的奉献，
His offering,
就证明说他在神面前学了一个功课。
Proves that he had learned a lesson before God.
他知道他自己并不重要。
He knew he himself was not that important.
只要有一天，所有的百姓能帮助他的儿子，他因为他儿子还幼小。
As long as one day all the people could help his son who was still young.
只要能把圣殿建造起来。
As long as the temple could be built.
他就欢喜。
He would rejoice.
他就心满意足。
He was, his heart is satisfied.
这个时候大卫有一个祷告。
Then David had a prayer.
你就知道大卫是认识神的人。
You now know that David was one who knew God.
大卫所认识的国度不是大卫的国度。
The kingdom that David knew wasn't the David's kingdom.
虽然大卫蒙主的恩典坐在宝座上。
Even though by grace David was on the throne.
他知道得很清楚。
He was very clear.
因为他每次来到神的脚前下拜。
Every time he prostrated at God's feet.
当他伏在神脚前的时候，
When he was bowed before God's feet.
神就使万民就伏在他的脚前。
God made all men bow at his feet.
他很清楚。
So he was very clear.
在他整个的经历里面，
Throughout his whole experience.
现在他有一个祷告。
He now has one prayer.
这个祷告就代表他的认识。
This prayer represents what he knows.
所以从十一节开始。
So from verse 11.
耶和华啊。
O Lord.
尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的。
Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty.
凡天上地下的都是你的。
Indeed everything that is in the heavens and the earth.
国度也是你的。
Thine is the kingdom.
并且你为至高为万有之首。
O Lord, and thou dost exalt thyself as head over all.
我们怎么解释国度是你的？
How do we explain thine is the kingdom?
大卫接着说，并且你为至高为万有之首。
David said, thou dost exalt thyself as head over all.
这是大卫的认识。
This is the knowledge
of David. 大卫从他一生的经历里面，
throughout his entire experience,
他明白什么叫做国度是你的。
He now understands what does it mean when we say thine is the kingdom.
因着国度是你的。
Because thine is the kingdom.
大卫算不了什么。
David means nothing.
因着国度是你的。
Because thine is the kingdom.
神可以用任何人来建立神的殿。
God can use anybody to build his temple.
但是不因着这个缘故他就落后，不因着这个缘故就冷淡了。
And not because of this, he did not become cold, he did not take a step back.
神的仆人一不小心的时候，
If a servant of God takes a misstep,
很容易就上了撒旦的当。
He would immediately be deceived by the enemy.
教会里面就有许多的难处。
Many difficulties in the church.
那个难处就是侍奉神的人上了仇敌的当。
It is because the servant of God was deceived by the enemy.
如果你们不欢迎我的话，
If you don't welcome me,
有人可以欢迎我们。
Someone else will welcome me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个时候只有当你看见国度是神的。
Only when you see that the kingdom is God's.
慢慢你就看见说。
Then you will see.
只要神能用让别人能够叫神的旨意能够通行。
If God can use someone else for his will to be accomplished.
大卫就欢喜。
Then David rejoices.
因着欢喜。
And because he rejoices.
他能就有这个祷告。
He can have this prayer.
所以他能够说天上地下的都是你的。
He can say that everything that is in the heavens and the earth are yours.
宇宙都是你的。
The universe is yours.
国度也是你的。
Thine is the kingdom.
并且你为至高为万有之首。
And thou dost exalt thyself as head over all.
所以每次我们祷告说，你国度全是你的。
When we pray for thine is the kingdom.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
这句话不止表明你认识国度。
It does not only mean that you know what the kingdom is.
不只是你头脑明白什么叫国度。
Not only do you know it in your head.
国度是可以经历的。
But the kingdom can be experienced.
国度实际到一个地步，你能够实实在在的经历 什么叫做国度是你的。
The kingdom is so real that you can experience how that kingdom is yours.
我们常常可以讲到国度，可以非常的客观。
Many times we can objectively speak about kingdom.
但是可能在我们的经历里面是很少的。
But experientially it's very small.
虽然国度这个真理是伟大的。
Even though the truth of the kingdom is great.
是从永远到永远的。
It's from eternity to eternity.
但是就在我们短短的一生里面。
But in our very short span of life.
迟早一点我们要知道
Sooner or later,
国度是你的
We know that thine is the kingdom.
有一件很稀奇的事
Something very interesting.
当你读到圣经里面的国度的时候
When you read about this matter of the kingdom in the Bible,
如果大家仔细的来看圣经中讲的国度的话
If you were to read carefully how the, Bible, the word kingdom in the Bible,
在旧约里面国度这个字这个词是用了十八次
The word kingdom in the Old Testament is used 18 times.
那我是讲了属灵的国度和神有关的国度
I'm talking about the matter of kingdom that has to do with God.
但圣经第一次讲的国度是宁禄的国度
The first time the Bible mentions kingdom, it mentions the kingdom of Nimrod.
那就是世上的国的开始是从它开始的
And the kingdom of the world began there.
世上的国要成为我主和我主基督的国
The kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
如果我们要问这个世上的国从什么时候开始的
If we were to say, where does the kingdom of the world begin?
你读到创世纪第十章就很清楚了
When you read Genesis 10, very clear.
那第一次圣经用 kingdom, 用国度这个字
So it was the first time that the Bible uses the word kingdom
但是我们不是这个来说的
But we're not referring to that
凡是圣经里面讲到神的有关神的国度 When, 那个国度在旧约里面一共用了十八次
When it speaks of the kingdom of God the word kingdom is used 18 times in the Old Testament
在新约用了十五次
In the New Testament 15 times
但到了新约
But in the New Testament
从我们主的口里面
From our Lord's mouth
他不只说国度，他说了神的国。
Not only did he say kingdom, but he also said kingdom of God.
也说到天国。
He also spoke of kingdom of heaven.
讲了神的国，在全本新约用了72次。
Kingdom of God is used 72 times in the New Testament.
天国用了33次。
Kingdom of heaven is used 33 times.
全部出现在马太福音里面。
And all of these were referenced in the Gospel of Matthew.
儿子的国在新约里用了23次
Kingdom of the Son was referred to 23 times
父的国在新约里面用了4次
The Father's Kingdom in the New Testament was used 4 times
所以加在一起是165次
So if you add this all together it's 165 times
等到你读旧约的时候
When you read the Old Testament
尤其当你听见大卫的祷告
When you listen to David's prayer
国度全是你的
Thine is the kingdom.
我们当然知道神的国是从永远到永远。
We obviously know that God's kingdom is from eternity to eternity.
他是宇宙的王。
He is the king of the universe.
所以圣经里面有一句话，神是全地的王 ，the king of all the earth.
So the Bible says a phrase, the king of all the earth.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
有的时候也讲到万国的王。
He is the king of the nations.
这在耶利米书第十章里面。
This can be found in Jeremiah chapter 10.
那么有一次在圣经里面也提到，他是地上全地王，地上万民的君王。
It is the king of all the peoples of the earth.
那在新约里面
，In the New Testament，
提到他是我们的大君。
He speaks of he is the great king.
耶路撒冷是大君的京城。
He is the king of the great king of Jerusalem.
那在启示录十五章里面有个很奇妙的一句话。
And in Revelation 15, you find a very interesting phrase.
就是万世之王。
He is the king of the ages.
就做空间来说。
If we are to talk of the
space,
space.
他是万国之王。
He is the king of kings.
就做时间来说。
As to time.
他是万世之王。
He is the king of the ages.
然后提摩太前书也告诉我们
First Timothy also tells us
他是不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王
The king eternal immortal invisible
然后下面形容
The only God
独一的真神
The only God
那不止如此
Not only that
特别提摩太也告诉我们
Timothy also tells us
他是独有全能的万王之王万主之主
The blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
毫无疑问，弟兄姊妹。
No question about it.
全本圣经里面给我们看见神是宇宙的王。
Throughout the Bible, we see that He is King.
神的国是从永远到永远。
And His kingdom is from eternity to eternity.
神国的实际从永远过去的永远就开始了。
The reality of the kingdom of God begins from eternity past
到将来的永远
until the eternity future.
但是为什么在新约里面
Why in the New Testament?
特别在主的在从我们的主的口中
From our Lord's mouth.
他一再说到神的国，一再说到天国。
He mentions the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们知道
We do know.
如果我们懂得旧约的故事的话
If we know the story of the Old Testament,
我们知道神的国的真正的实际
We know that the reality of the kingdom of God
乃是有一天我们的主不止在天上
Is that not only, that one day our Lord not only was in heaven,
他道成了肉身
But he became flesh.
天来到了地上
Heaven came down to earth.
现在从天上我们的主当他道成肉身的时候
From heaven, when our Lord became flesh,
他要建立他的国度在敌人的领土里面
He wants to establish his kingdom amongst his enemies.
因为那个时候到现在还如此我们的大地和外太空已经沦陷了落在撒旦的手里
Because even today, all of that, even the outer space today is now fallen into the hands of the enemy
所以圣经告诉我们说这个世界是握在那恶者的手下
So the Bible tells us that this world is in the hands of the enemy
也告诉我们世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼
And that the ruler of this world has blinded us
当我们主受试探的时候
So when we are tempted,
撒旦告诉他说
Satan told him,
你只要拜一拜我就把万国的荣华都赏给你
So when the Lord was tempted, Satan told him, just worship me and I will give you all of this.
所以我们知道
So we know,
就在整个大地沦陷的时候
So when all of the world was lost,
2000年前
2000 years ago,
我们的主降生在伯利恒
When our Lord came down to Bethlehem,
道成了肉身
When he became flesh,
所以这个时候你看天不止在天上掌权
Though not the heavens, not only did he rule in the heavens,
现在天来到了地上
But the heavens has now arrived onto earth.
无论我们住到哪里就把天堂到在哪里
No matter where our Lord was, that is where he brought heaven.
所以使徒约翰说天国近了你们应当要悔改
So John the Baptist said, the kingdom is near, you should repent.
因为天国的王王进了，所以你们要悔改。
Because the King of the heavens is here, therefore you need
to repent. 我们的主也说，天国进了，你们应当要悔改。
The Lord also said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
在天国里不只有君王。
In the kingdom of heaven, is there not only
还有百姓
but there's also people.
现在我们主来了，要预备他的百姓。
Now he wants to prepare his people.
所以他说天国近了。
So he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后他告诉那些世界上的人说
Then he told the people in the world.
神的国已经在你们中间了。
The kingdom of God is already here.
我们的主已经在他们中间了。
The Lord is already here.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道说只有我们的主来到地上。
Only when our Lord came to
earth. 道成肉身。
When he became flesh,
为我们钉在十字架上
when he was nailed to the cross for our sin,
从死里复活
he rose from the dead,
升到诸天之上
when he went and ascended to heaven,
神立他为主为基督
the Lord made him Lord and Christ,
那个时候天国就正式 inaugurated, 就正式开国了
and then their kingdom of heaven was inaugurated.
我们知道说五旬节实在说了就那一天一面教会诞生了
On one hand, when Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
一面彼得就拿着钥匙把天国的门打开了
And on the other hand, Peter took the keys and opened up the heaven.
当他传那篇信息的时候
When he preached that sermon,
你看许多三千人的门就打心门就打开了
3,000 hearts were opened.
结果他们就进到天国的国度里面来
And then they entered into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们知道说
So we know.
真的我们知道说因着旧约有些故事
Because of some stories in the Old Testament
我们等一点会提到
We will mention it
但是我们叫真正国度的来到
We know that the arrival of the kingdom
是从我们主来到地上降道成肉身开始
It began when our Lord became flesh
一直等到主第二次回来
Until his return
等到千年国度最后的时候
Right at the end of the millennium
我们的主要把他的国就交给父神
Our Lord is going to give His kingdom to the Heavenly Father.
所以你看见说神的国 原就是从永远一直到永远。
So we see that the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故
for this reason,
我们如果要明白什么叫做天国是你的
if we
国度全是你的
if we want to understand this meaning of thine is the kingdom,
我们就不能不回到旧约。
We cannot help but return back to the Old Testament.
等到我们回到旧约
when we return to the Old Testament,
我们就要有一个人
There is one person
能告诉我们旧约发生了什么事
who can tell us what happened in the Old Testament.
当然整本的创世纪从神的创造开始。
Of course, Genesis begins with creation.
当你读到创世纪第一章第一节的时候
when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
到这26节。
And then when you reach verse 26,
然后圣经告诉我们说神说我们要照我们的形象按着我们的样式造人。
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
然后从第二节开始
And then in verse 2,
整个的镜头就转到 地球上来了。
And then the whole frame of work looks at the earth.
所以地就变成空虚混沌。
The earth became, The void.
Void and formless.
Void and formless.
那地变成空虚混沌。
And the earth became void and formless.
就证明说有一些事情发生了。
Something happened.
到底什么事情发生呢
?What happened?
我想全本圣经能解释创世第一章解释最好的是大卫。
I think somebody who, one who can explain the first chapter of Genesis the best is David.
我们翻到诗篇第八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇
Psalm
8第一节耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美你将的荣耀彰显于天
Verse 1 O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens
这就解释了创世纪第一章第一节
This explains Genesis 1:1
起初神创造天地
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
结果神的名在全地是何其美。
And then, how majestic is the name in all the earth.
而神将他的荣耀彰显于天。
And he displayed the splendor above the heavens.
然后我们跳到第四节的，掉到第四节的时候。
Now when we look at verse 4.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What is man that thou dost take thought of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God, and dost crown him with the glory and majesty.
你派他管理你手所造的，使万物就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡惊醒海道的，都伏在。
And thou dost make him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas.
所以后面这一段就解释了我们的神怎么创造人。
And this past portion speaks of how God created man.
神说要有光就有了光。
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
一句话。光就造成了。
One word and light became,
当神造人的时候
When God created man,
好像在神格里面有个 council, 一个会议。
It's as if there was a council in the Godhead.
然后先把那个蓝图打开了。
So the blueprint was open.
所以神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式来造人。
So they said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
但是人造好了以后
But once man was created,
他们要托付一个使命。
They wanted to entrust a mission.
使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地必地上所爬一切的昆虫。
And that they said, fill the earth, subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
海里的鱼、空中的鸟是第五天出现。
Fish of the sea, birds of the sky, were created on the fifth day.
地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬一切的昆虫是第六天出现。
Every living thing that moves on the earth was day six.
这都代表神手中的工作。
This represents God's workmanship.
结果神没有自己管理他们。
But God did not rule over them himself.
神是宇宙的王。
God is the king of the universe.
这是既然他所创造的。
Even though these are all his creation.
神可以自己管理他们。
God could rule them.
但是没有。
But no.
神把这个管理的权柄交托给人。
God gave the authority to rule to man.
所以人就接受了一个使命。
So man accepted this mission.
现在人就能够当他被造以后。
So after man was created.
他很自然负起一些责任来。
Naturally, he took up some responsibility.
每一个人都是侍奉神的人。
Every man is one who serves God.
所以很清楚给我们看，根据那个蓝图。
According to that blueprint,
就是生命来说
as to life,
我们照着他的形象来造的
we are created according to his image,
就是侍奉来说
as to service,
神把一个使命交托给人
the Lord has entrusted a mission to man.
那么大卫怎么解释这一段圣经
How does David explain this passage?
所以当我们回到诗篇第八篇的时候
when we read Psalm 8,
他说人算什么
it says, what is man?
你已经眷顾他
That you would consider him.
世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
What is man that thou dost take thought of him?
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You have made him a little lower than God.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And dost crown him with glory and majesty.
当神把他智慧的火花给人的时候。
When God gave him the wisdom.
这就变成我们的理智。
It became our mind.
当神是爱，当他把他的爱给了我们一点点火花的时候
when God who is love gave us his love,
那就是神创造我们的时候就按着我们的情感就像他的情感
So our emotion becomes like his.
我们的意志像他的意志
And our will is like his will.
所以当我们创造的时候
So when we are created,
我们的魂乃是照着他的形象来造的。
Our soul was built according to his image.
更重要的一点。
But more importantly.
当他吹气在亚当的鼻孔里面的时候。
When he breathed through Adam's nostrils.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
结果就在亚当里面就创造一个灵。
So in Adam was created a spirit.
所以当灵和人的身体接触的时候。
So when the spirit and the body are connected.
结果亚当就变成了活的魂。
And then Adam became a living soul. Soul.
你怎么解释这件事情呢
How do you explain this?
大卫告诉我们说
David tells us
神赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕
He crowned him with glory and majesty
当人像神的时候
When man
像神的时候
looks like,
look like、yeah.
When man looks like God
当神能够照着神的形象来造的时候
When he is created according to his image
现在你看见人到处走无论到哪里应该是神的彰显
So wherever man goes he manifests God
这就是人的荣耀
That is his glory
这就是人的尊贵
That is man's majesty
所以他把荣耀尊贵为冠冕
So he does crown him with glory and majesty
你派他管理你手所造的
Thou dost make him to rule over the
works of thy hand 神没有管理他自己所造的
God did not rule what he created
但是他派亚当管理他手里所造的
But he made Adam to rule over the works of his hand
使万物都伏在他的脚下
So that all things are under his feet
我们知道说如果根据创世纪的记载的话
According to the account in Genesis
那特别告诉我们神特别祝福亚当
When God blessed Adam
你要生养众多
Multiply
遍满地面
Be fruitful and multiply.
然后也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky.
人能够管理。
So man can rule.
人能够做神代表的权柄 ,delegate authority.
Man can receive the delegated authority.
有一个很重要的原因。
There's one reason.
就是因为要生养众多遍满地面。
So that is to be fruitful and to multiply and fill the
earth. 只有当生命充满整个地面的时候。
When the life fills the entire earth.
结果就能治理这地。
Then it could subdue the earth.
当它治理这地的时候。
And when it subdues the earth.
结果就能够把失去神所失去的领主就把它收复回来
then the lost territory can then be restored
所以如果我们仔细读创世纪就很清楚的
so if we read Genesis it's very clear
所以等到讲了你怎么形容制服这地呢
how do you describe subdue this earth
所以大卫用了几句话
David used a phrase
他说使万物都伏在他的脚下
Thou hast put all things under his feet.
那在这里，特别我们要回到第二节。
So here we need to go back to verse 2.
我们知道从第一章第一节，创世第一章第一节到一章二十六节以后。
So we know from Genesis 1:1 to Genesis 26 and beyond.
我们要问一个问题。
We know, we have asked one question.
为什么神这样做呢？
Why did God do this?
这个和中间的故事有关系的。
It has to do with the story in between.
从第二节一直到二十六节。
From verse 2 to verse 26.
这是创世纪来说的。
As it relates to Genesis.
但是根据这个诗篇第八篇。
But according to Psalm 8.
给我们知道说在这个两个中间发生了什么事。
We know what happened between these two verses.
所以第二节。
Verse 2.
你因敌人的缘故从婴孩和赤奶的口中建立的能力是仇敌和报仇的闭口不言。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, thou hast established strength because of thine adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
有人还在辩论说到底是地变成空虚混沌还是地是空虚混沌呢
?So many people actually argue, did the earth become formless and void or it was formless?
诗篇第八篇很清楚告诉我们
Psalm 8 very clearly shows us,
是地变成空虚混沌
that the earth became formless and void.
所以这里有仇敌还有报仇的。
Here we see adversaries and those revengeful.
神怎么对待这些报仇的和仇敌呢
?How does the Lord deal with the enemies and those who are revengeful?
所以神做了一件事。
God did one thing.
他要从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, he established strength.
他用婴孩和赤奶来对付这个仇敌。
He uses the infants and the nursing babes to deal with the enemy.
然后下面才说人算什么你竟眷顾他。
And then it says, what is man that you should take thought of him?
下面你明白为什么神把赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
When it says that you have given him the majesty, the crown of majesty and glory.
现在我明白为什么神让万物都伏在他的脚下。
And now we know why he has put all things under his feet.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我想创诗篇第八篇是再清楚不过了。
Psalm 8 is, cannot be any clearer.
因为大卫能说国度全是你的。
Because David could say, thine is the kingdom.
他是认识国度的人。
He knew what the kingdom was.
他从创世第一章他能够明白。
So from Genesis 1, he could understand.
原来神要预备一个国度。
God is to prepare a kingdom.
你说从什么地方圣经证明说神要预备一个国度呢
?Where does it say in the Bible that he was to prepare a kingdom?
我们翻到马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
第二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
第三十四节
Verse 34
我们知道那是指着我们将来回来的时候主回来的时候他要审判万民万国
So here it talks about that all the nations will be judged when he comes back
他就要把绵羊跟山羊分开
So he will separate the sheep and the goats
我们不注意这一段圣经仔细的内容
So let's not look at the specifics here
我们只注意里面一句话
But let us look at one phrase
于是王要向那右边的说你们这蒙我父赐福的可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国
Then the king will say to those on his right Come You who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
所以我们在这里有个国度是神从创世以来他老早要预备的一个国。
So here we see a kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world.
这个国度是为人来预备的。
And this kingdom was prepared for man.
现在呢他对绵羊说你们可以承受这个国。
So he says now you can receive of this kingdom.
你读全本的圣经。
If you read the entire Bible.
到底这个国是指哪个国度说的呢
?What does this kingdom refer to?
这就是诗篇第八篇所说的。
This is what is described in Psalm 8.
因为如果万有都伏在亚当的脚下。
If everything is under the subject of his feet.
如果他管理神所手作所造的。
If he is to rule over all creation.
空中的鸟海里的鱼还有一切的牛羊田野走兽等等等等。
Of all the skies of the heavens and the birds of the skies, etc., etc.
那就像宋尚杰博士告诉我们的。
Just like Brother Song said, John Song said,
他说到创世纪的时候
when he spoke of Genesis,
他说神创造人的目的是什么
he said, what is the purpose of the creation of man?
就是要叫人做海陆空大元帅。
so that they
海军, 空军,
so that they can
chief commander.
Be, so they could be the chief commander of all the entire military.
因为我们管理海里鱼就是海军,
because if we deal with the fish in the seas, we are the navy.
The 空中的鸟是空, 陆军,
and the birds
空军,
in the sky are the air force.
然后呢, 牛羊, 田野的走兽, 这是陆军,
and all the crawling beasts, that is the army.
所以很清楚的,
so very clear.
你看见如果神把万物都伏在亚当的手下,
if all things are under Adam,
那很清楚的,
very clear.
神要亚当来做国度里面的君王,
so God wants Adam to be the commander-in-chief.
当亚当伏在神的脚下,
when Adam is under subjection of the Lord's
神就让万物就伏在他的脚下,
so all creation is under his feet.
宇宙中只有一个权柄,
there is only one authority in the world.
只有神才是权柄,
only God is the authority.
除了神之外没有权柄,
outside of God there's no authority.
每一个人可以是权柄,
nobody can be subdued.
只有当你伏在神的权柄底下,
only when you are under his authority.
结果神就让万有伏在你的脚下,
then all creation can be under your feet.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
很稀奇的,
very interesting.
那个坐在大卫宝座,
the one seated on the throne of David,
那位看见国度,
the one who saw that thine is the kingdom.
现在主开他的眼睛,
now the Lord opened his eyes.
给他看见创世第一章是怎么解开的,
so it opens up the entire chapter 1 of Genesis.
所以现在明白过来了,
now he understands.
为什么神要创造人呢?
Why did man have to create? Why did God create man?
原因在哪里呢?
There's a reason.
这个就是因为诗篇第八篇里面的第二节,
verse 2 in chapter Psalm 8,
也是创世纪第一章第二节一直到二十六节那一段,
and also Genesis 1, 2 to 26.
那证明说, 那个就是告诉我们说, 原来在宇宙中发生过一个悲剧,
it tells us that in the universe there was once a tragedy.
就是撒旦本来是天使长背叛了,
and then Satan, the archangel, rebelled.
然后三分之一的天使跟着他背叛,
and a third of the angels rebelled with him.
然后神就把他们从天上的伊甸园就赶到地上来,
and God cast them down to earth.
还有地上的外太空,
and then the outer space.
然后这个地上所有的万物也跟着背叛,
so all of the creation then rebelled as well.
所以地就变成空虚混沌渊面黑暗,
and the Lord, and the earth became formless and void.
神的灵运行在水面上,
and the spirit hovered on the waters.
那这个就是我们读创世纪第一章第二节的时候我们现在明白过来了,
and then we understand Genesis 1-2.
那现在有个问题,
but now we have a question.
我们常常问的,
a question we always ask.
为什么神要创造撒旦呢?
Why did God create Satan?
神没有创造撒旦,
God did not create Satan.
神创造天使,
God created an angel.
但是后来天使背叛了,
but then the angel rebelled.
天使都应该说国度全是你的,
because all the angels should say, thine is the kingdom.
结果有一天天使长骄傲起来了,
but one day the archangel became proud.
他不能说天国全是你的,
he couldn't say, thine is the kingdom.
他要与神同等,
he wanted to be the equal with God.
结果那个悲剧就发生了,
and the tragedy happened.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们都知道,
we know today,
这黑暗的国度是怎样的一个国度,
we know this kingdom of darkness, what it is.
撒旦怎样兴风作浪,
how the Satan is so prominent.
许多的苦难是从撒旦来的,
so much suffering comes from Satan.
许多的悲剧是从撒旦来的,
so much tragedy comes from Satan.
那现在我们有个问题,
now we have a question.
如果神撒旦这样的, 这样带来给我们灾害,
if Satan brings us so much harm,
那为什么神当初不一下就把他捏死就完了,
why didn't God just squish him?
如果神一下子把撒旦捏死了,
if he had just squished Satan,
问题就没有了,
then our problems resolved.
我们常常替神解决很多问题,
so many times we help God solve problems.
你知道主耶稣也这样啊, 他看见5000个人的时候就问门徒要怎么办呢,
so you remember when Jesus asked the disciples, what should we do with among the 5,000? 这个门徒真是最好的参谋帮主耶稣, the disciples always had a good idea. They said, well, just disperse them.
解散就没有问题了,
once you disperse them, the problem goes
弟兄姊妹,
away.
撒旦一下捏死了, 这个世界没有这么多问题了,
if Satan were squished, then there would be no problems in this earth.
问题在这里,
but the question is,
神能不能把撒旦捏死呢?
Can God squish Satan?
当然可以,
of course he could.
他是创造者,
he is the creator.
撒旦是被造者,
Satan is a created being.
撒旦, 如果有创造者用他的力量来毁掉这个受造者,
If the Creator were to destroy the created one,
有什么难处？没有难处。
Is it difficult? No.
所以敌人知道神的能力。
So the enemy knows his power.
天使也知道神的能力。
The angels also know it.
你讲的国度。
When you speak of kingdom,
既然全部都是你的。
Since everything is yours,
你可以给，你也可以拿走。
You can give, you can take away.
我创造你，我可以毁掉你。
I created you, but I could also destroy you.
因为神是万事之神。
Because God is the God of God.
神也是万国之王。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是全地的王。
He is the
他是宇宙的王。
King of everything, King of kings.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果神要彰显他的全能的话
，If He is to show forth all His power,
有困难吗
？Is it difficult?
一点困难也没有。
Not at all.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
仇敌有话要说。
The enemy has words to speak.
因为你是创造者，我是被造者。
You are the creator. I am the created being.
你把我打败了，没有什么困难。
If you defeat me, that's not difficult.
这就是为什么伊拉克的撒旦胡塞，当他打了败仗以后。
That is why Iraq Saddam Hussein, when he was defeated,
他还庆祝胜利。
He actually, he celebrated as if he was a victor.
结果他在那个回教那个寺盖的样子就像飞弹的样子。
So when he built that statue, it looked like a missile.
他觉得美国人打伊拉克像大人打小孩一样。
He thought that when the U.S. beat up on Iraq, it was like a big bully.
现在只要小孩没有打在地上就是赢了。
As long as the small child was still standing up, it was still victory.
萨达胡塞认为他赢了。
So Saddam Hussein thought that he won.
因为把他打败的老布希结果落选了。
Because when the old Bush, he actually lost the election.
所以等到后来小布希上台，他们说是王子复仇记。
So when the young Bush, came to power,
王子复仇记 ，Hamlet。The story of
oh, it's just like the story of Hamlet.
所以我们知道说在许多在因为为什么他们觉得很骄傲呢
?Why would he feel so proud?
为什么萨达胡塞变得英雄呢
?Why did Saddam Hussein become a hero?
因为他们觉得大人打小孩小孩应该打败的。
Because a big, an adult beating up on a youngster is normal.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在神可以把撒旦捏死。
Of course, God can squish Satan.
创造者可以把受造者捏死。
The creator can squish the created one.
但这只彰显他的能力。
But this only shows forth his strength.
神要不只要彰显他的能力。
He doesn't want not only to show his power.
神要彰显他的智慧。
But he wants to show his wisdom.
所以他对尼布加尼撒说。
So he told Nebuchadnezzar.
当他疯的时候失去理智的时候
When he lost all his reasonings
圣灵这个圣灵的解释是什么呢
What is the explanation of the spirit
神对于尼布加尼撒的解释是什么呢
What is the explanation to Nebuchadnezzar
一直等到你知道诸天掌权然后这个国就归给你、一直等到
all the way
heaven rule
until the time that heaven rules
然后这个国就归还给你
then the kingdom will be returned to you
这里说你知道
You know that.
我们知道神要让尼布加他知道一些事情。
So God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know something.
所以神的国不光是能力的问题。
God's kingdom is not a matter about power.
神做王不是因为他就是有能力。
It is not because he is powerful, therefore he can be king.
我们知道今天许多的王都是很有能力的。
We know that many kings today are very powerful.
我还记得这个利玛窦这个发生这个有一件事发生在利玛窦就是 Mateo Ricci.、Yeah.利玛窦有一个人历史有个历史人物叫做 Mateo Ricci
There was a person in history called Mateo Ricci
他是 Jesuit 是耶稣会的人
He was a Jesuit
结果被送到中国去
And he was sent to China
他想尽各种办法想见到皇帝
He wanted always to meet the emperor
结果他去了
And finally he went
那么有一天他很高兴听说呢他皇帝要接见他
And one day he was very glad because the emperor said that he would meet him.
他是一个外国人。
He was a foreigner.
但是见到皇帝也是像所有人都要跪下。
But like, to meet the emperor, like everybody else, you need to kneel down.
你怎么知道现在你到了中国皇帝面前呢
How do you know you're before the emperor of China?
你知道这个国叫做中国呢
How do you know that China is called the center kingdom?
你一到了这个宫廷。
So as soon as you arrive at the palace,
你今天有人说跪下，他就通通跪下了。
When somebody says kneel down, everybody kneels down.
你看这里有个权力叫你不能不跪下。
That's an authority that means you have to kneel down.
然后一三跪九叩，三跪九叩，三跪，然后九个这个。
So you kneel down three times and you put your head onto the ground nine times.
好不容易到了最前面了。
So when you're almost at the front,
他们发现在皇帝上面坐的人是空的，没有人坐在上面。
He noticed that the throne was empty. There was no emperor there.
他后来写日记的，他说我好傻，我好傻。
When he wrote his diary, he said, I am so stupid, I am so dumb.
我以为有一个人坐在那里，我还可以三跪九叩，还可以。
I thought that there was a person seated there so I could bow down and prostrate.
所以你看，这个国给人的印象很有能力，不错。
This kingdom gives them as if it is very powerful.
但是我们知道，
But we know.
神的国不是如此。
God's kingdom is not like that.
如果国度全是你的，
If thine is the kingdom,
在他的国度里面不只彰显他的能力，
Not only is his power manifest,
而且在他的国度里面要彰显他的智慧，
But also his wisdom.
那神怎么彰显他的智慧呢？
How does he show forth his wisdom?
所以他造人的时候，就使人比天使微小一点。
So he created man a little lower than the angels.
创造者比起受造者大得太多了。
The creator is so much greater than the created one.
神比撒旦大得太多了。
God is so much greater than Satan.
没有办法来比的。
They can't compare.
但是现在神要创造人比天使微小一点。
But now God creates man a little lower than the angels.
天使受造的。
Angels is a created being.
人也受造的。
Man as well.
但人不是造的时候比天使高一点，不是，反而比他低一点。
But man was not created higher than the angels. It was lower.
撒旦也是受造者。
Satan also created beings.
不管好的坏的天使，人都比他低一点。
No matter good or bad angels, man will always be lower.
神的目的就借着另外一个受造者。
God used another created being
来对付那个受造者。
To deal with that created
being. 如果他胜过他。
If he is able to overcome,
那个得胜是完全的得胜。
That victory is a complete victory.
这就是神的智慧。
That is God's wisdom.
神没有自己亲自去对付仇敌。
God did not himself deal with the enemy.
神创造人。
God created man.
让人比天使稍微微小一点。
Man created a little lower than the angels.
那现在我们要问。
Then we ask,
如果比他微小一点的话,
if he is lower than the angels,
怎么可以打胜仗呢?
How can he gain the victory?
你怎么可能对付仇敌呢?
How can you deal with the enemy?
所以神在伊甸园里面就有了两棵树。
So in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees.
神要人拣选这两棵树。
God wanted man to choose between these two trees.
如果拣选生命树的话,
if you chose the tree of life,
这个人就回转向小孩。
That person will return as into a child.
如果这个人吃善恶树的话,
if they were to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
他要变成一个独立的大人,
he becomes an independent adult.
他完全像是独立的,
he is completely independent.
他有善恶的知识, 但是是完全和神完全独立的。
He has the knowledge of good and evil, but he is independent.
所以明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在要胜过仇敌。
To overcome the enemy.
就创造来讲, 人比天使微小一点。
Man was created lower than angels.
人如果要胜过仇敌的话,
but if man is to defeat the enemy,
他一定要接受生命树的果子。
He needs to accept the fruit of the tree of life.
因为道成肉, 太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
Because in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God.
道成了肉身,
the word became flesh.
生命在他里头。
The life was in him.
所以生命树的生命,
so the life in the tree of life,
很明显是象征基督的生命。
It is the life of Christ.
如果人接受那个生命的话,
if you accept that life,
那个生命是依靠的生命。
That life is a life of dependence.
那个生命是顺服的生命。
The life is a life of obedience.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当这个生命就像婴孩就像吃奶的一样。
This life is like the infants and the nursing babies. This life will create a power.
这个能力结果叫仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
So that those, the enemies and the revengeful will shut their mouths.
弟兄姊妹, 这里特别给我们看见, 婴孩和吃奶的。
Here we see infants and nursing babes.
我们知道不知道, 神创造人的时候,
Do we know when God created man?
你发现人一生下来和动物生下来不一样的。
When man is born and when an animal is born, it's very different.
人一生下来他的IQ是零。
When a baby is born, his IQ is zero.
但是牛一生下来不是。
But when a calf is born, it's not.
牛第一天就可以站起来。
the calf on the very first day can stand up.
就可以吸母亲的奶。
And they can draw from the mother's milk.
你有没有看一个婴孩在摇篮里面忽然站起来说：“嗨，妈妈，第一天。”
Did you ever see an infant the very first day he was born stand up in the cradle and say, "Hello, mom"?
一定昏倒了。
The mom would have fainted.
鲨鱼一生下来满嘴都是牙齿。
A shark, when it's born, it's full of teeth.
因为第一天母亲的鲨鱼就把它丢到海里面去谋生去。
So for the very first day, the mother shark will send the shark into the sea.
他一定不担心，因为他有满嘴的牙齿。
Because he already has a full set of teeth.
你想想看，今天有没有一个小孩子一生下来满嘴牙齿的
？So has any newborn? Have you ever seen a newborn have a full set of teeth?
没有的
，No.
所以你看，你这样的生命是依靠的生命。
So we see that this life is a life of dependence.
所以他一定要哭，他不哭他不能生存。
The newborn has to cry or else it can't survive.
所以每个婴孩生下来一定要打他，然后叫他哭才行。
So any newborn has to be spanked first so that it can cry.
每一个基督徒怎么生活？
How does a Christian live?
每一次就祷告就是我们的哭啊。
When we pray, that's our cry.
哭就是我不行了。
Our cry is we can't do anything.
每一个基督徒都这么长大的。
That is how Christians grow up.
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
这就是生命树的原则。
This is the principle of the tree of life.
所以什么时候我们真的支取了生命树？
So when we take the fruit of the tree of life,
我们就回转向小孩一样。
We turn back to our child.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
That is what the Lord said.
就能够进天国。
Then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么？
Why?
能够胜过仇敌。
Because we can overcome the enemy.
能够对付仇敌。
We can deal with the enemy.
叫仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
So the enemy and those who seek revenge will shut their mouths.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
神就叫万有万物就伏在亚当的脚下。
So all creation is under the feet of Adam.
因为他所接受的生命，
Because the life that he got,
应当是生命树的生命，
is the life of the tree of life.
那个生命叫他依靠。
That life makes him depend.
那个生命叫他顺服。
That life makes him obey.
我们主来到地上，他的生命就这样的生命。
When our Lord came to this earth, that was his life.
他说：“我离开父，我不能做什么。”
He says, "Aside from the Father, I can do nothing."
我要看天上父怎么做，我也怎么做。
However the Father in heaven does, I do.
我的教训不是我的。
My teaching is not my teaching.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这里有一个生命。
Here's a life,
是依靠的神,
a life of dependence.
他说：“阿爸父啊，不要照着我的意思来照着你的。”
He said, "Abba, Father, not my will, but your will be done."
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
只有这样的生命，
it is this life.
虽然外面比天使小一点，
even though they are a little lower than angels,
如果因着顺服的缘故，
but for the reason of obedience,
真的叫仇敌蒙羞，
that brings shame to the enemy.
你看那个仇敌离开神，他能够生活。
The enemy, even though he's independent from God, he can live.
离开神，他仍旧有万国的荣华。
He left God and he still has riches.
他不只建立万国， the glory of all kingdoms, 甚至所有的万国的荣华都有。
But he has the glory of all the kingdoms.
所以让我们记得弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters, let us remember.
这就是很明显给我们看见，
Very clearly we see.
神当初的目的，
The original purpose of God is to prepare a kingdom.
这个国是叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
And that is so that all creation can be under his feet.
当万物都伏在他的脚下的时候，
And when all creation is under his feet,
这个生命要长大。
This life is to grow.
不止往上长， 要横着长。
Not only grow vertically, but horizontally.
所以你就看见要告诉我们是要生养众多，遍满地面。
So it is to be multiplied and be fruitful and to fill the earth.
这个生命遍满地面的时候，
And when this life fills the earth,
不管到哪里，
No matter where you go,
结果就治理了这块地。
And that it subdues this earth,
就叫撒旦蒙羞。
So that the Satan will gain the shame.
所以最后就把全地就收复回来了。
And then recovers the entire lost territory.
弟兄姊妹， 不要忘记， 表面上是神把万物伏在亚当的脚下。
On the surface, it's as if all creation is under the feet of Adam.
其实是亚当率领万物来到神的脚下。
But it is Adam bringing forth all the creation to the feet of God.
等到这件事情发生的时候，
When this happens,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见神不是万有之首吗？
Isn't God the head of all things?
万国这个国度
Isn't thine the kingdom?
所以我们知道说，
so we remember
很清楚的，
very clear
弟兄姊妹， 神当初要建立这样的国度，
God wants to establish such a kingdom.
虽然是亚当的国，
Even though it is the kingdom of Adam,
其实就是神的国,
but it is the kingdom of God.
亚当的国是一个具体的表现就是了。
But the kingdom of Adam is just a representation.
最后借着亚当,
through Adam,
然后就把所有的失去的领土就通通收回来。
So all those lost territories were restored.
弟兄姊妹,
recovered.
这个有真的新约圣经的根据吗?
Is this found in the New Testament?
当然有。
Yes.
所以现在我们翻到以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
谁是教会弟兄姊妹?
What is the church?
教会就是蒙救赎的人类。
It is those who have been saved.
人类堕人类。
The human race.
人类堕落了。
Once the human race fell.
现在这些人 redeemed, 完全被救赎回来了。
And all of these have been redeemed.
而且当他们接受耶稣基督的时候。
And when they receive Jesus Christ.
十字架不只代表救赎。
The cross not only represents redemption.
不只说主耶稣是我们的救主。
Not only says that he is our savior.
因为彼得告诉我们主耶稣挂在树上。
Because Peter tells us that Jesus was nailed to the tree.
约翰告诉我们说主耶稣钉十字架是在一个园子里面。
And John tells us that the cross was in a garden.
所以那棵树对我们来讲生命树。
So that tree is the tree of life.
当我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our savior.
一面我们接受他做救主。
On one hand, we accept him as our savior.
另一方面我们就把基督的生命就接受到我们里面了。
On the other hand, we receive in us the life of Christ.
所以我们就回转像婴孩一样。
So then we turn back as an infant.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就建立圣灵就借在我们身上建立的能力。
So then we have a strength in us.
当我们依靠神，当我们完全降服在神的面前。
When we are completely dependent and subjection unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见说，因着现在结果当。这样对付仇敌胜过仇敌的时候
When we overcome the enemy
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
就是天使天上执政的掌权的就指着天使这一般人说
The rulers and the authorities the angels
现在得知神百般的智慧
have now the manifold wisdom of God
他们非常的惊讶
It's very amazing
他们没有话说
They are speechless
你看这里不只看见神的能力
Not only do they see the strength of God
这里更看见神百般的智慧
But now they see the manifold wisdom
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意
So this is in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord
诗篇第八篇给我们看神永远的旨意
Psalm 8 shows us the eternal purpose of God
神在基督在亚当身上所得不到的
What he could not obtain in Adam
结果是基督和教会完全达到了
But Christ received it in the church
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故
For this reason
你看见等到教会真的在那里站在神的这一边
When the church stood on the side of the Lord
叫仇敌闭口不言的时候
So that when the enemy's mouth is shut up
神就得着所有的荣耀
Then God has gained all the glory
教会就得着祝福
The church is blessed
羞辱就归给了仇敌
The shame goes to the enemy
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹
Very clear brothers and sisters
现在我们知道说
We know
神当初创造人的目的
The purpose of creating man
就是要为人预备一个国
is for the preparing a kingdom for man.
所以当我们真的服在神面前
So when we are subject under him,
神就是万物就服在人的面前
So then all creation is under man.
然后我们就率领万亚当就率领万物来到主来到神的面前
And then Adam brings all creation unto God.
能够对神说国度全是你的
To say, thine is the kingdom.
所有失去的，现在我们通通收回来。
All that is lost has been recovered.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
是什么生命布满了地面，什么生命能够治理全地呢？
So what is this life that can subdue the earth?
不要忘记，虽然人比天使微小一点，
even though man is a little lower than angels，
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord，
等到现在人能够胜过仇敌，
when man can overcome the enemy，
你看就叫神得着完全的荣耀，
then God gains all the glory，
神不错有他的能力，
yes， God has a strength，
万物都他创造的，
all was created by him，
所有的银河系，所有的星球，
All the galaxy, all the planets.
没有一样东西不听他的话。
There is not one thing that is, doesn't listen to him.
科学家可以证明这件事。
Scientists can prove that.
你知道说万有都伏在神的脚下。
When all of creation is under his feet.
完全听他的话的。
They listen to him.
今天大家每次开车用 GPS 的时候。
Every day today when we use a GPS when we drive.
你知道 GPS 后面的故事什么故事吗？
Do you know the background of the GPS?
就是告诉我们神所创造的万物都听他的话。
It shows that all of creation listens to God.
那起头牛顿告诉我们大概是什么样的一个情形，什么样的情形。
At the very beginning, Newton gave us some hints as to what was happening.
根据他的计算。
According to his calculations.
今天你不可能有 GPS， 你不可能跟着卫星来走的，不可能的。
According to his calculations, today you would not have GPS.
今天为什么那么准确呢？
Why is it so accurate today?
有一个人名叫 Einstein.
Because there was a person named Einstein.
你知道，因为他们明这个明白神，因为科学家他们发现了神的创造。
Because scientists discovered God's creation.
就把很细很细的一部分通通放进去了。
And then we're able to compress it into something very thin.
如果没有 Einstein, 根本没有 GPS.
If you didn't have Einstein, you wouldn't have a GPS today.
但是不是 GPS, 不是 Einstein 伟大。
But it is not Einstein who's great.
Einstein 所发现的宇宙太伟大了。
But it is the universe that Einstein discovered that is great.
因为背后是神在那里管理的。
Because behind the scenes, God was taking care of it.
所以你看见说所有的万物没有一个不听他的话的。
So all of creation listens to him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然今天宇宙撒旦背叛了。
Even though the Satan has rebelled in the universe.
但有一件事我们要知道。
We know one thing.
天上的星球，天上的星体都是神所创造的。
The stars, the planets and the sky, God created.
在创造人以前。
Before he created man.
神也创造了天使。
God also created angels.
所以天上的众军，你看见满了赞美的声音。
So in the heavens, because of the angels, that's full of voices of praise.
我们知道在还没有创造人以前。
Before the creation of man.
圣经说晨星都在那里歌唱。
All the stars were singing.
你想想看。
See that.
在的赞美说神是就像创世纪第四启示录第四章那个赞美一样。
It is just like the worship and praise in Revelation 4.
那就证明说所有的国度都是你的。
It proves that thine is all the kingdoms are thine.
所有这些创造的万物都伏在他的脚下。
All creation is under his feet.
这是科学家们可以证明的。
Scientists can prove that.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the question.
如果神把所有的万物都没有自由意志的。
All the creation doesn't have their own will.
所以神可以把他们当作棋子一样放这里放那里都可以。
So the Lord can use them as chess pieces and move them here and there.
你可以在家里关起门来做皇帝的。
You can close your door at home and you can be an emperor.
你说我沙发一定放这里。
You can say, I'm going to put my couch here.
我的电脑放这里，我的电视放那里，你是所有的皇帝。
My computer I'm going to put here, my TV I'm going to put here. I am the king in my household.
弟兄姊妹，神是宇宙的王，没有错。
God, the Lord is the king of the universe.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个不过彰显神的能力就是。
It just manifests and shows his power.
但是神太伟大了。
But he is too great.
神做王不光让人看见他有能力。
God not only wants to show that he has power.
神让人看见他有智慧。
God wants to show that he has wisdom.
而且是百般的智慧。
And it's a manifold wisdom.
弟兄姊妹那个智慧能够叫今天的天使能够叫今天的宇宙能学一学上来上来学许多的功课。
This wisdom allows the angels even to learn many lessons today.
神不只要人顺服。
God does not only want man to obey.
神要人佩服。
God wants man to admire.
顺服是一件事佩服是另外一件事。
To obey is one thing, to admire is the other.
顺服有的时候是能力的问题。
To obey, it's a matter of many times of power.
有的时候你顺服是奴隶式的顺服。
Many times the serving is out of strength.
你今天要听爸爸妈妈的话。
Today you want to obey your parents.
你没有办法。
You can't do it.
他的能力比你大。
Their power, their strength is mightier than yours. They don't give you money, you can't live. So you need to be obedient to them. So your obedience is the obedience of a servant. You feel as if you're just a chess piece and your father's moving you here and there. So many times when you're young, many kids want to run away. When Ezra was young, he wanted to run away. And when we asked him, why don't you run away? He says, I don't know how to cross the street. Do you understand? There is that authority today. Is your obedience to him one of a slave? So many times when spouses serve one another, it's a slave service. Because we don't know that the kingdom is God's. If we know how God is God, He not only wants man to obey, He wants him to admire. If he were just a chess piece, he can very clearly rule over them. But he wants a greater glory. For this reason, He created man. When he created man, man can say yes, man can say no. He was created a little lower than angels. If he accepts the fruit of the tree of life, he can tell the Heavenly Father yes. It is an obedience that is a willing obedience, not forced. The father has a great comfort. When the child grows up, when the child is young, he says, my father is so powerful. But when the child grows up, he feels that the father is losing his strength. Before, if I was disobedient, he'd grab my ear. But today I can grab his ear because I am stronger than he is. Brothers and sisters, today children being obedient because they admire. In the life of the father, when he sees the father growing older, but he understands that he has wisdom. If you listen to him, you can gain much wisdom. You are free. And you have your own choice. You have your own family. But let us remember, when the children grow up, when the father's strength is weak, when they cannot take care of their children anymore, but if the father has true authority, not only do you see in him strength, but you see wisdom. Brothers and sisters, this is the manifold wisdom of God. We know that God's creation, when God created man, according to his image, in the whole universe, there is only one God. Why did he create man according to his image? If he did not give him his own will, then it would be very easy. He did only have to put the cherubim with the fiery flames just surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So nobody would fail.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, 你看见神冒了好大的险, God went through a very dangerous time.
因为冒险就是
He took a big risk. Actually, he took a big risk. He took a very big risk. But he had wisdom.
谁有能力?
He had power.
所以弟兄姊妹,
when we are under his feet, when Adam brings all creation under God's feet,
亚当可以说no,
Adam can say no.
亚当可以跟随撒旦,
Adam can follow Satan. But he is willing to throw the world behind him. He can tell the Heavenly Father, yes. When he obeys this way, God allows all creation to be under his feet.
亚当就率领万有。
And then Adam will bring all.
结果就来到了神的脚下。
Before God's feet.
就把所有因着撒旦背叛所失去的领土就重新收复回来。
To recover even all of those territories that were lost.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是大卫的诗。
This is the Psalm of David.
这就是那位曾经说国度全是你的。
This is the one who said, Thine is the kingdom.
他认识什么叫做国度。
He knew what the kingdom was.
不过我们都知道很可惜。
But we also know, sadly,
因为人大亚当失败了。
Because Adam failed.
他应当跟从神。
He was supposed to follow God.
结果吃了善恶树的果子。
He ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. 结果他就变成大人了。He became a big man.
大的一个地步。
He became so big.
弟兄姊妹，他可以远离神，可以仍旧生活。
That he could be independent of God and still live.
你看见该隐的后代。
You saw the descendants of Cain.
开始有音乐。
They had music.
开始有了艺术。
And then you had art.
开始有了武器。
You had, arms.
有了 civilization.
Then you had civilization.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所有人类的今天的文明都是从这里开始，从这里出来的。
It all came and stemmed from Cain.
因为什么？
Why?
因为人变成聪明了。
Because man became smart and intelligent. Big.
人可以不要依靠神。
Man did not have to depend on God anymore.
只要孩子长大，他就要搬到另外一个公寓去了。
As long as when the child grows up, they want to leave home.
因为他独立了。
Because they're independent.
所有在东岸的小东岸的孩子们都要到西岸来读书。
Because all the people on the kids on the East Coast want to go to college on the West Coast.
都要到东岸去读书。
The West Coast college kids want to go to the East.
很明显一件事。
Very clear.
他们大了。
They've grown up.
需要父亲。
They don't need parents.
从前需要听父母的建议。
Before they had to listen to the advice.Of parents.
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister.
当然从前因为爸爸有钱 你没有钱、
啊、Of course your dad had money You didn't have money
现在你有钱你不需要靠爸爸
But now you have money So you don't need to
现在爸爸
listen to your dad
现在爸爸还是要靠你了
But your dad needs to be supported by
你看
need your support
自从人堕落以后
Ever since man's fall
到处都是些独立的人
So we have so many people who are independent
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
你能够独立可以
You can be independent
你应该自由了可以
You can be free
什么叫自由
What does it mean to be free?
自由是能够自由不犯罪，不是自由犯罪。Free not to sin, 不是 not to sin.
You can be free not to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要问所有搬出去的年轻人。
All those young people who moved out of their homes.
你真的 free 了吗？你真的得到自由吗？
Did you really gain your freedom?
你没有得到自由。
You did not.
你反而受罪的捆绑。
But you were actually bound by sin.
你反而做了罪的奴隶。
You became the slave to sin.
这就是知识上恶树所带来给人的。
This is what the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil brings. But thank the Lord.
今天如果我们接受那个生命。
If we accept that life.
生命树的生命。
The life from the tree of life.
我们依靠它。
We trust in him.
我们顺服他。
We obey him.
当我们来到主的脚前。
When we come before the Lord's feet.
我们就能带领所有的万物来到主的脚前。
We can bring all creation before his feet.
我们没有权柄。
We don't have authority.
当我们服在神的权柄底下。
But when we are under God's authority.
我们承认国度全是你的。
And when we admit that thine is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
不止你一个人奉献。
Not only do you consecrate
yourself. 所有的百姓都跟着你。
All the other people consecrate themselves as well.
你知道今天难处，教会难处在哪里？
Do you know where the difficulty of the church is today?
我们希望百姓都奉献。
We want all the people to consecrate themselves.
你怎么能率领百姓奉献呢？
How do you bring all these people to consecration?
你是完全把自己放在祭坛上的。
It is when you bring yourself and put yourself on the altar.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当这个大卫。
When David.
他没有接受试探。
He was not tempted.
他没有冷淡,
he didn't accept the temptation.
他没有最后,
he did not grow cold.
他没有跟随肉体,
he did not take a step back or follow the flesh.
当他伏在神的脚下,
when he was before the Lord's feet,
国度全是你的,
thine is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他不只是一个人奉献,
he did not only himself consecrate himself,
全国奉献,
but he brought the entire nation to consecrate.
当全国的钱所有都伏在神的脚下的时候,
when all the money of the nation and the people was before God's feet,
这个时候大卫有个祷告,
then he had a prayer.
国度全是你的。
Thine is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这里有一个人。
Here's a person.
不是光是从知识上知道什么叫国度。
He just didn't know it in his head, what is the kingdom.
在旧约连神的国度这个词都没有，神的国这个词都没有。
In the Old Testament, you don't even have the phrase the kingdom of God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见大卫一面从神的话明白他的旨意。
On one hand, David understood his purpose, God's purpose.
从他经历里面。
And through his experience.
虽然在旧约。
Even though it's in the Old Testament.
他已经经历了什么叫做国度全是你的。
He already experienced thine is the kingdom.
在旧约只有一个宝座叫做大卫的宝座。
In the Old Testament, there is only one throne called the throne of David. Solomon didn't have his own throne. Solomon sat on David's throne.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是大卫所学的功课。
This is the story that David learned.
弟兄姊妹, 当大卫坐在宝座上的时候,
when David sat on the throne,
是因为他让神来做宝座。
It's because he let God be on the throne.
他能够说国度全是。
He could say, for thine is the kingdom.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们低头祷告。
Be gracious to us. Let us pray.
主啊，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
如果你觉得好，就使用这些话。
If you find them useful, please use them.
尤其对年轻人。
Especially to the young people.
对第一次来参加聚会的。
Especially to those who are here for the first time.
你把这些话很简单解释给他们听。
Lord, do explain these words in a very simple way to them.
开我们的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
叫我们在这个聚会里面能蒙恩典。
So we will receive your grace even during this time.
我们感谢祷告。是靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.